梅雨山脊跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目开车单元的初级课程。家住洛杉矶的 Phil 想趁周末来趟自驾游，去赌城拉斯维加斯享受一番，不过啊，他得先租辆车。
Winnie, have you ever gone to Las Vegas?
去过一次。 Professor Bowman, 如果我是租车公司的老板啊，一定不会把车租给去赌城的人，因为他们可能会连车都一起输掉。
Hello, I'd like to rent a car, please.
Okay, how long do you need it for?
I just need it for the weekend.
All right, how far will you drive the car?
I'm not sure. How far away is Las Vegas?
看来 Phil 准备周末打个来回，不过租车公司的店员为什么要问 Phil 去哪儿呢？这关他什么事啊？
Sometimes, Winnie, if you drive a long distance, it will cost you more money to rent the car.
啊？在租车时如果开得远就要多交钱啊，那么从洛杉矶到拉斯维加斯算不算远呢？
Well, Phil doesn't know how far he has to drive, so he asks the attendant how far away Las Vegas is.
Las Vegas is about 260 miles from here. Is that where you're going?
Yes, so I need a nice car so that I look really cool.
I see. Well, would you like a car with a sunroof?
A sunroof?That's not cool enough. I need a convertible.
So, Winnie, what kind of car does Phil want to drive to Las Vegas?
他想开一辆酷酷的车，去拉斯维加斯这种花花世界啊，当然得开辆好车咯。
Yes, and what kind of car does the rental company employee say he might like?
店员建议 Phil 租一辆有 sunroof, 天窗的车，可是他觉得啊，这还不够酷呢，他要一辆 convertible, 敞篷车。啊，真希望他能把我也带上。
Yes, we have a nice red convertible for an extra $40 per day.
All right, are there any other taxes or fees?
Not if you remember to fill the car with gas before you return it.
Well, this sounds like a pretty good deal.
看来啊，扮酷也是有代价的。敞篷车每天的租金比普通车高出$40。不过啊，想到开着敞篷车在风中驰骋的感觉，这笔钱咬咬牙值了。
Maybe. But then you wouldn't look very cool if your hair is all messed up by the wind and all the bugs splattered on your face.
哎呦 ,Professor Bowman, 你怎么总是要破坏气氛嘛。
Okay, Winnie. So what does Phil have to do before he returns the car?
店员说啊，他在还车前要把油加满，除此以外啊，就没有其他的 taxes or fees, 税和费用了。Phil 觉得这是个 good deal, 很值。看来啊，他就打算租这辆敞篷车了。
Well, not so fast. Let's see what happens.
Actually, I have one more question. Is the car a manual or an automatic?
It's a manual. Is that all right?
No, I can only drive an automatic.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of our convertibles are manuals.
Well, Winnie, do you know what the difference between a manual and an automatic car is?
当然知道啊。Manual transmission 就是手动换挡，人工换挡。相反的 ，an automatic transmission 就是自动换挡的车。可惜啊，这里所有的敞篷车都是 manual 的，而 Phil 他只会开 automatic。
Oh no! All your convertibles are manuals. Well, do you have any other cool cars?
Not really. Our cars are economical, not cool.
Well, too bad.Maybe my friend Tom will let me borrow his convertible.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
Winnie, do you know what an economical car is?
Economical. E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L. 是经济实惠的意思。所以 economical car 就是经济型轿车咯。
That's right. So Phil wants to borrow his friend Tom's convertible.That will be very economical for him, and he will look cool.
这的确是个省钱又扮酷的好主意，就是不知道 Tom 愿不愿意把自己的敞篷车借给 Phil。
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站。GoEnglish.me 网址是 www.goenglish.me